Let's get an update on Hurricane Dorian. As you've just heard in the news, the storm is now crossing into Canada. It is still at hurricane strength. It has spared the United States the worst of its power, for the most part tracking off the US coast, but there has been extensive damage in the Carolinas. But it is further south in the Bahamas where the real damage has been done. Dorian hit the island group as a huge Category 5 storm with wind gusts of 350 kilometres an hour. It was rated as the biggest Atlantic hurricane in more than 80 years. Joining us now from the Bahamas is Caitlin Lahm from the Christian aid organisation Samaritan's Purse. Thank you for taking time to talk to us, Caitlin.
Thanks for having me.
Now, can you tell us where you are?
Yes, currently I am in Nassau, Bahamas, which has become a hub of operations that we are working out of to send teams into Abaco and into Freeport. We now have teams who are based in both locations who are working there daily to get aid out to people who are in need.
So those two places, the Grand Bahama, Freeport is the main town there, and Abaco, another sort of long extended island off to the east of Grand Bahama. What can you tell us about the extent of the damage there?
In Freeport, we are beginning to open an emergency field hospital because the hospital there was destroyed in the storm. It received over 6 inches of flooding, which means it's not operational. They're having to redo the entire electricity. It'll take months to get it back up and running. So we are coming in to provide that support and take over the patient load for the local hospital. And then in Abaco, we're seeing homes that are just destroyed and turned into sticks and into rubble, and families who are suffering. And there's a lack of clean water. There's a lack of shelter. So we're coming in and starting to meet that need.
So what is your best assessment at the moment about the need? Let's look at the emergency need, for example. Have you got injured people there desperately needing care?
There are people who are in need of care, people who need shelter, need water, those immediate things that you need after a disaster. You're right that they are in that emergency phase of needing critical needs met. That's why Samaritan's Purse has come in with over 90 metric tons of relief supplies and the emergency field hospital to start meeting those critical needs on the ground.
We're seeing reports that 70,000 people have been left homeless. Would that be a realistic assessment on what you understand?
I don't know the exact numbers or exactly what that looks like, but that is why we're coming in with shelter materials. That's why we're spread out throughout Freeport, throughout Abaco, to begin meeting those critical needs.
Now, there are scenes also of people desperately trying to get off these islands. They've got nothing there. I imagine it's now hot, as it is on these equatorial islands. The storm has passed on. Without clean drinking water, there must be a desperate need for many people to get off those islands.
You're exactly right. It is tough conditions. It's hot. Hot days under the beating sun, and many people don't have any shelter left. So a lot of people we know are trying to get out, trying to evacuate, but a lot of people are also staying, and that's why there's so much need here on the ground.
So physically, how do you get help in there?
So Samaritan's Purse has a DC-8 cargo plane that we have been flying round trip from Greensboro, North Carolina, to the Bahamas. So we've brought in more than 90 metric tons of supplies. And then we're shuttling it by smaller aircraft, by helicopter, along with our disaster response specialists from Nassau into Abaco and into Freeport. So right now, a lot of that transport is happening by air. We've also used barges, so we're using every method possible to get aid into the hands of families who need it most. So whether it's by boat, whether it's by air, plane, helicopter, exhausting every avenue to quickly get the supplies to the people who need it.
Well, Samaritan's Purse is a charity, of course, a Christian aid organization. Is there any evidence of a large-scale American military or government airlift of support into these islands?
I don't know the specifics on the results of the government, but there is a lot of need. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground. Lots of organizations are here working and starting to get that aid into the hands of people who need it most.
What is the mental state, from what you can tell, of the people who have survived just a storm outside any living memory? as they emerge into the wreckage, the utter wreckage. We've seen some of the aerial pictures of some of these communities. How are they coping?
You know, I think a disaster like this, it always takes a toll on people emotionally, takes a toll on people spiritually as well. It's not just the physical needs that result, but also how hard it is on families to lose their home, to lose family members. There's a lot of suffering, a lot of hurt. And that's why Samaritan's First wants to come in, not just to meet the physical needs, not just to provide emergency shelter or clean water or medical care, but to remind people that there's still hope, that they're not alone, and that God loves them. And we haven't forgotten about them. We're coming and we're helping in Jesus' name.
Now, the aerial pictures that we've seen in many cases show very low-lying land areas. They're quite heavily populated in some of these settlements, and obviously right on the edge of the sea. Is there any sense among the people that you're talking to on the ground that some of these places are too vulnerable for rebuilding in case of future storms coming? Is there a sense that it can all be rebuilt, or that some parts of these islands might have to be abandoned as population centres in future?
Yeah, I think right now we're still very much in the emergency phase of how do we get people the life-saving care when they need it most right after the storm. So I don't think it's at the point of looking to the full long-term effects. I wouldn't be able to speak to the long-term planning, but right now it's that emergency phase of getting people life-saving support.
And what's your greatest fear as you look at this emergency?
I guess our greatest desire is to meet the needs quickly. And, you know, we don't want anyone to go without. We want to provide that shelter, provide the clean water, meet the needs. And I'm sure the families are feeling like, are they remembered? Is someone coming? So we want to get to them quickly and remind them they're not alone.
Absolutely. The scenes there just of total devastation. Caitlin Lam from Samaritan's Purse, a Christian aid organization. They're on the ground in the Bahamas. Thank you for taking time to talk to us today.
Thank you.